Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Coach Rick Sagisi, Think Outside the Diamond. I wanted to discuss today about getting the proper batting practice in batting cages. A lot of times, you know, we all use batting cages at some point in our offensive hitting, you know, training practices. So what happens is, why don't we get the results? Why can't we perform the results and get the results after we leave the batting cage? So we crush in the batting cage, we feel great, and then we leave the cage and we go to a game and we can't hit like we did in the cage. And we call those hitting viruses. What that means is you're creating a hitting virus in the batting cage and you can't translate it outside on the field. And the first thing I call a hitting virus is not hitting against a live arm. Having a pitcher not throw to you in a batting cage. So having just a machine popping balls at you, and then you go out and on the field and you're hitting probably against a live pitcher if it's live BP, and it's different. Timing is totally off. The ball's coming out different. There's movement in the throw. There's a body movement, arms, legs versus two wheels. That's why Iron Mike machines, if you do use a machine, is probably better out of all the other ones, because they have an arm and you see an action of an arm, but you don't get the leg action. So it's still not as good as a live arm. The key, guys, is to make sure you get somebody to throw to you live in the batting cage. That's the first thing. Make sure the person that's throwing is not just throwing and messing around, lobbing balls. Make sure they're throwing with a regular, you know, batting practice speed. Make sure they change speeds. Make sure you work on, you know, seeing the ball, adjusting to the pitch speed, and then hitting it where it's pitched. So what happens is we get in that rhythm of, okay, the ball's coming. We know where it's going to come. We get into our front side. We're lunging. We're drifting with our hands, and then we're hitting. So what happens is, when you have a live arm now, the pitch is always going to come out different. And now you get out there and your timing's all off, because you're expecting it to be at a certain spot at a certain time because the machine was throwing it pretty consistently. And now, even with a live arm, even if they think they're throwing at the same speed, they're not. So your timing is all off. So that's the first thing that creates a hitting virus. The second thing that creates hitting viruses is that you're just in there trying to just hack. I call it hackers. Someone that goes in there with not a purpose and just tries to swing a bat, tries to hit a ball as hard as you can. Don't be a hacker. Okay, hackers are just someone that, again, just takes a bat, sees an object, and swings. I can get anybody to go in there and take a bat, and probably in the 15th, 20th, 30th pitch with the machine, if they're just going to hack, they're going to hit. It's not hard after so many swings to get in there and try to hit a baseball. But to try to really hit with a purpose, that is the key. So taking that outside pitch, taking the first four or five the other way, trying to go for it, you know, put yourself on a situation, okay, man on second, trying to get them over. All right, hit it to the right side. Work on man on third, less than two outs. Work on trying to drive that ball. So put situations in your batting cage, you know, regimens in your training. Put counts in there, okay, put some pressure on you. And that's the second hitting virus. You know, we're in the cage, we're all relaxed, there's no pressure on us. So what I'm going to tell you is you should probably be hitting with counts, situations, and pressure. Try to get your coach, your trainer, or if not yourself, to really work on putting pressure on you in the batting cage. Because what happens is we get relaxed and then we get pressure and we don't have that. We don't know what to do during a game or live BP. So we call these hitting viruses. That's another hitting virus that develops, is because you're just hitting. You're just swinging a bat. You're not hitting with a purpose. You're not hitting with the count. You're not hitting with situation. You're not hitting, you know, with pressure. So make sure you add that to your batting cage regimen. It's very important. That's another virus that causes many issues. And the other virus that I like to say is that this is not concentrating. And just, like I said, and going up there, acting like, you know, your favorite player, not swinging properly, you know, just kind of being like, you know, a goofball. And you know, even though you might think it's not hurting a lot, every time you take a swing, your body, your mind is actually, think about it as a hard drive. It's actually recording everything you do. So even if you're just messing around and you take five swings, you don't think it's going to be a big deal. Well, yeah, maybe it's not going to be a big deal right now. But if you keep doing that, yeah, that's going to add up 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 swings. And over time, yes, that could create a little issue. We're talking about a minuscule difference here, guys. We're talking about a minuscule millimeter difference between a line drive and a pop-up or a line drive and a ground ball. When you swing do that a few times, that could create just a little change in your swing. So another hitting virus I see is kids go in the batting cage, especially now with this technology that they have. It's called the HitTrax, which I'm not a big fan of because I think that's just an elaborated video game, to be honest with you. And what that does to me is that you're trying to jack that ball, see where it's going. You're hitting on a field, you know, Fenway Park, and, you know, you're trying to hit that ball off the green monster. So what are you doing? You're dropping and driving. So, again, it's getting you to actually play the video game to be able to you know, execute, you know, see where you're hitting it. To me, that could create major issues. That could create a virus because you're not hitting with a purpose now. Now you're trying to drop and drive, or maybe you're swinging a little bit differently, trying to hit it over the green monster, whatever it might be. So these are the things I want you guys to really concentrate on and focus on. These are called hitting viruses, and they develop, and you don't really realize you're doing it, but they happen. And those are the three biggest viruses I see, and that's one of the reasons why you might not be getting the results from the batting cage to the live field or even the live field to the game. It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't just stop at the cage. It can go to the live BP, or it can go to the game as well. So, but it starts in the cages, because this is where cage work, not a lot of coaches are maybe there. You have to be focused on what you're doing. You get kids pitching to you. So there's a lot of things that happen. And a lot of times we're hitting in cages a lot more than we are live, or obviously in games. So cage work is a vital, vital part of any hitter's success, because you're going to be in that batting cage probably more than you will be on the other aspects of the game outside, on live or in a game. Now, up north, even more vital, because you're probably hitting in batting cage even more than the kids in the south. So again, batting cage viruses, guys, don't let one of those viruses attack you this year. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Love your feedback. ThinkOutsideTheDiamond.com, Training Lab. We have unbelievable amount of podcasts like this and many more. We have over, I think, 30 videos, podcasts, and PDFs, well over 30, close to 50 now. Let's get after it. Let's sign up and use the code 10OFF to get 10% off your monthly membership for the next 30 days, and you get unlimited communication with me. Look forward to hearing from you guys.
Get ready to sip, savor, and soar. The Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival is back. It's a taste adventure with over 65 wines, 70 craft beers, and delicious culinary creations every weekend now through April 30th, with live concerts featuring Young the Giant, Jason Isbell and John Hyatt Trio, El Gran Combo, and more. Come back again and again with a Busch Gardens annual pass starting at $14 per month. Busch Gardens, a whole other world awaits. Entertainment subject to change. Restrictions apply.